B-33208. The following is quoted from a letter written to Elder Burden, November 25, 1908. File number B-33208. Christ will instruct those who manifest a teachable spirit. Among those who heed his instruction, he will raise up men and women to act as his agents. But those who follow their own wisdom, fearing to walk in harmony with the revealed plans of the Lord, can be but a hindrance to the work he desires to be performed. You, Brother Burden, have seen how the Lord has wrought when men have not placed themselves directly in the way of the working of his plans. We are engaged in an important and an essential work. We must carry on an aggressive warfare. We are to stand for the true Protestant principles, for the policies of the papacy will edge their way into every place possible to proscribe liberty of conscience. Every eye must now be single to the glory of God. Those who have been seeking to undermine the confidence of our people in the testimonies that God has given for their benefit, and in the leadings of Providence in our work, will someday be revealed as having acted a part similar to that acted by Judas. Judas was tempted and tried, but not rising above his temptations and trials, he lost ground, and finally went so far as to betray his Lord. Christ permitted him to go with the other disciples on their evangelistic tours, but he often manifested a spirit of superiority. He sought to exercise authority over his brethren. This spirit, unchecked and unrestrained, opened the way for the enemy to work upon his mind and heart, until at length he went so far as to betray his Lord and Savior with a treacherous kiss. There are today, among the professed people of God, some who are walking in the same path as did Judas. Unless they are converted, they will someday be numbered among the open enemies of God's work for this time.